PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 53 for Saturday, March 8th, 2008. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast all about the PHP BB bulletin board software program, whatever you want to call it, because I'm still figuring that out myself, even after this many episodes. I am your co-host, Douglas Bell, and I am back after being gone for the last month. I was last here on February 9th, which is exactly 4 weeks ago. David Lewis is supposed to be here right now, because he said he would be here, but we have not seen him yet. And so if he shows up sometime in the middle of the show, then we will get him in here. In the meantime, I might try to spend some time, you know, going just talking about stuff until he's able to show up. Hopefully he will be able to come by sometime. But anyway, I always want to invite you to be a part of this show. Of course, we are... hold on. It's been a month. Let me get this right. Okay. Yeah, if you'd like to be a part of the show and you're listening live, you can, of course, be a part of the live chat room. You can do so from TalkShoe.com. Or you can call in. The number to call is 724-444-7444. The TalkSID number is 12418. Or there's also a way to do it through an SIP client. There's also, you can use TalkShoe's free shoe phone, all the other various things. You do not have to be a TalkShoe member to participate in this show live. Although, if you are a member, then we can recognize you by who you are as opposed to a guest number or something like that. Also, if you don't want to use TalkShoe, I'm keeping an eye on the chat box at StarTrekGuide.com. And of course, there's also an unofficial IRC channel at #PHPBBWeekly on irc.freenode.net. So all that stuff is taking place. And so you can be able to participate in the show that way. Also, if you are not able to listen to the show live, we release the show usually on the Sunday after we record the show at phpbbweekly.net. This is a show that is independent of the PHPBB teams. We try to produce this on our own. But we do always invite you to join in and be a part of the show. I personally have not been here for quite a while for a number of reasons. David took on the last two episodes, and we had skipped a week. And the reason for that was I was gone on a 10-day trip down through the South. It went to various places in the civil rights movement that had to do with school in a way. So it was a lot of fun. However, I was without a computer, any kind of internet access whatsoever for a good amount of time. So that's why we skipped an episode, so it wouldn't have to take a week and a half to get it out. And last week I took the SAT Saturday morning. So I've been gone for a little while, as you can see, and so David took the show on about 2 weeks ago. He did the so-called mod team takeover episode, and he got the mod team on, and it was all about mods, and I presume that went all right. Last week he had Paul on, and so Paul's been a great sort of like a fill-in substitute type host for us a couple of times to talk about the moderator control panel. And so hope to have the opportunity to listen to that. I was intending to have David on the show so he could help me out here. So anyway, since David's not here yet, I'm going to go a little out of order about what we're talking about, and I'm going to start right out by talking a bit about the listener survey and the prize giveaway that we're going to be doing here on PHP BB Weekly. Now, about a month ago, we had, for our 50th episode of PHPBB Weekly, we had Patrick O'Keefe on. As you remember, he was he's the administrator of PHPBBHacks.com. And that's, quite frankly, I think that was one of my favorite episodes of PHPBB Weekly. I had the debate between that and when we had Johan of Joomla on. But it was a really great episode for me. I had a lot of fun with that interview. It's been something I was looking forward to for a long time. And that episode has actually been our most downloaded episode of PHPBB Weekly to date. So he was on here. He talked about phpbbhacks.com, as you recall. He also does a lot of other stuff. He talked a bit about, you know, all the things he's done with the communities. He's got a blog about community management. He's got forums about that. And he told us a bit about the book that he just got started called Managing Online Forums. Managing Online Forums. As soon as the website loads, Managing Online Forums, Everything You Need to Know to Create and Run Successful Community Discussion Boards. It's a new book that is going to be going into print in about a month or two at this point. And he's actually going to be sending a copy to both myself and David for us to review. And we're going to have him back on sometime in April or May, depending on how fast we read it, to talk about his book a little more exclusively once it actually does become available. However, he's also going to be giving us a copy of the book. I don't know if he's going to autograph it or not. I should probably ask him if he's going to do that. But he's going to be giving us a copy of the book to give away on the show to somebody. And so I thought this was a great idea. He's volunteering to give this to us, so this is excellent. And so we're going to be doing a giveaway, but we're going to be coordinating it with something a little bit bigger than just that. What we're going to be doing is, starting today, we're going to be launching a listener survey. This is an opportunity for us, now that we've done PHPBB Weekly for about 15 months now. We've had 53 episodes. This is an idea for us to hear a bit from you about how you listen to the show, general comments about the show. It helps us get an idea of what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, things we should do more of, things we should stop doing, things we should do a little less of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And really for us to be able to ask you for your comments and opinions. So what we're going to be doing is, there's going to be the survey launched. There's going to be two links for it, because I'm doing this on two different survey doing sites. There's one called SurveyMonkey, one called WooFoo, and each of them limits to 100 responses. So there's two of them. They're both exactly the same survey. And that's pretty much so that we can get out $200. not $200, 200 responses for maximum for the survey. So, yes, there's a limit. That's because we don't want to pay to have to run the survey at all. But the way it's going to work is, if you would like, or actually we're just going to ask if you would go and fill out the survey. There's going to be links on phpbbweekly.net within about an hour or two after this live show is over. And so there will be a post going up there to tell a bit about what the survey is all about. So there will be links to fill out the survey. And if you fill out the survey, and at the last page, we'll ask you to enter your name and email address if you'd like. And that will essentially give you an entry into a random drawing that we're going to be doing. The grand prize is going to be Patrick O'Keefe's new book. I don't know if it'll be autographed or not. I'll find out. We'll probably get back to you. Also, I'm going to be throwing into the pool, I am going to be giving away my Conquering Olympus birdie, because I'm getting a little bored with him. He just sits there on my dresser and does nothing. But anyway, as you know, when I talk about birdie, we're talking about, you know, the birdie bear stuffed animal. It's a real part of the PHPBB community. Right now, I'm getting ready to sell birdie 3.0. I'm giving away mine, which is the second generation of birdie. It's got a red sweatshirt with PHPBB Conquering Olympus on it, and it's got a little hood on it. So that's the one they had back in 2006. Yeah, about 2 years ago they had that birdie that they were selling, and back when Jonathan Stanley was here, he's the one in charge of that. So that will also be a prize. A very small prize I got from the Tech Podcast Network and from Blueberry. They're both run by the same company. They got us some buttons and stickers with Tech Podcasts on there and Blueberry and all that. So you can get some buttons and stickers that you probably won't have anything to do with. But that'll be sort of a third prize. And I think David's also thinking of the prize that he is going to be giving away. And he has not decided on that yet. So we will probably get some more information about that out soon. But anyway, the survey will be showing up with information on phpbbweekly.net within the next hour or two. And it will be continuing for at least another month, probably more like 2 months. Like I said, we're going to have Patrick O'Keefe back on an episode in April or May to talk about his book. And that episode is when we're going to be doing the giveaway. We're going to be drawing names. I'm pretty much going to have a list of names, and I'll pull out random numbers out of a random number generator to determine who wins. And we'll be going through that. Please make sure that you're email address is, you know, going to be correct and all that stuff so that we can be sure that'll be correctly active. So, but we hope you'll be able to participate, maybe get some prizes, but mostly the main purpose of it is for you to give us your feedback about PHP BB Weekly and what you think. And so we hope you'll be able to do that. So today we were going to talk about, and I guess I will give it this another try to do this by myself. We were going to talk about comparing PHPBB to other bulletin board platforms. This is something that David was supposed to do on today's episode, but he does not seem to be here today. Folks in the chat room have been trying to get him, get a hold of him so that they can remind him to actually be on the show today, because he said he would. He's not. Which is very annoying for me, who was supposed to let him do everything today. Yes, but we're going to talk a bit about differences between PHPBB 3 and other bulletin board platforms out there. There has been a compare PHPBB page at phpbb.com, which you can be able to take a look at. And that, at the very least, compares PHPBB 3 to three of the other very popular form solutions: Envision PowerBoard, vBulletin, and Simple Machines Forum. However, there's a lot of other things out there that can be used for bulletin board programs, BB Press, yet another bulletin board, you know, UBB. Someone in the show today on the chat room was talking about FUD Forum, which is something that they like to use. That's fine. If you don't like PHPBB, that really is up to you. And as I've said before, PHPBB really is not necessarily in a big fat competition with these other programs out there, you know, trying to be number one. You know, it's not like the whole Mac versus PC type of thing. We're all really just out there trying to reach a goal of being able to say, to put out the best bulletin board program that is available out there for you to use. And therefore, it's up to you, the person who is installing a bulletin board, to pick the one that best fits your needs. All of the bulletin boards out there are really just trying to meet the goal. And in the case of PHPBB, which is free and completely open source, there really is not very much competition, because PHPBB really doesn't get very much back from you using it as opposed to you not using it. It's not like it's PHPBB's way of making money, because it's not PHPBB's way of making any kind of money whatsoever. That's not what PHPBB is about. It's all volunteer. So there are other things out there which do cost money. According to the comparison chart, Envision PowerBoard is a popular one, but that's $150. vBulletin is around the similar price point that you have to pay for. And there's other various things you have to pay for, renewals and things like that, for the license price. PHPBB is completely free and open source, and that means and that gives PHPBB the advantage. One of the big advantages of PHPBB is that it really has such a very, very large community of people out there doing things for it. It does not necessarily have to be the case of the teams doing all the work, having support departments and all that things you have to pay for, because it's the community, people like us, people like you, who take time to offer support to other people, to take time to write mods, to write styles and things like that. In fact, I wanted to talk a bit first for a minute. This morning, only about an hour before the show started, I got a private message from somebody. And as you know, I did for quite a while do a lot of mod development. Recently, that's pretty much gone down to zero because, you know, time constraints have prevented me from doing much more mod development. However, my mods for PHPBB2 are still out there. And so about an hour before the show started, I got a private message just saying thank you for that. They had said that because of that they were going to close their forum and because of all the spam registration attempts that they were dealing with, but they actually found my mods. I wrote a mod called Registration Stopper, which it says allows you to block new registrations to your board, and a mod called ACP User Registration, which allowed you on PHPBB2 to register new users from the admin panel. And so he said that because of my mods, it was allowing him to be able to keep his bulletin board up and available for users. He said that really is the reason that we do these things, at least for me. The reason I spend time doing mods, the reason in this case right now that I spend time producing this podcast, PHPBB Weekly, is not out of the want for any financial gain or anything like that. It's because we all want to be able to help somebody take advantage of the things that we are doing. We want to help somebody take advantage of the fruits of our labor. And so it really is energizing to be able to get a response like the PM I got this morning thanking me for all the things that I've done because it's helped them out. That's one of the reasons why we're doing the listener survey, is we'd like to be able to find out, have we been able to help you in any way? Has this podcast at all been useful to you? And even if you don't do a podcast, even if you're not doing a mod author or style author, anything you can do to help out the PHPBB community is realized by making it more accessible to somebody, by being helpful to somebody, whether or not you are a team member. That really is the whole point of open source software, because open source software can be reached by anybody. Anybody can tweak it. Anybody can make mods or styles to it. Anybody can find bugs and report bug fixes, report security fixes, which helps the entire community to have a more flawless piece of software. Excuse me. A double negative is not a good idea. And so that really is one of the really big advantages to using PHPBB, in my opinion, is that there's such a community around it that really helps it to flourish. Of course, there are people that only want to look at things like features. And PHPBB has a lot of features. Quite frankly, PHPBB3 is a lot more comparable to the other programs out there, Envision Board, Vue Bulletin, SMF, all these other things. PHPBB3 is a lot more up to date and comparable with them than PHPBB2 was. So if you're the kind of person that looks at features, PHPBB3 is the way to go. If, on the other hand, you're the kind of person that wants to have something that's very, very scaled down, low key, then there's a lot of options. I might recommend PHPBB2. But there's a lot of options out there, of course, you can take a look at. But that really is one. Quite frankly, I think competition is a good thing because competition keeps the world moving. It really keeps us moving forward. PHPBB will continue to innovate because we are going to try to be able to meet the needs of as many people as possible and looking at the various things that the other bulletin board programs have as well. So you can see, you can on the comparison page, you can see things they're talking about, you know, anti-spam stuff, data management. PHPBB, by the way, has some of the most available support for various databases, among all the other things out there. Many of just not even just for bulletin boards, just for web PHP applications in general, many of them focus only on MySQL, or maybe MySQL, Microsoft SQL, and PostgreSQL. PHPBB's got Oracle, Firebird, SQLite, and I believe that the next version of PHPBB 3.2, I forget what, is going to have even more enterprise support for some of the other enterprise databases. You usually don't see very many things going beyond MySQL or else the big three, so that's very significant. And you can, of course, there's lots of things you can set for registration, posting. I'm just mostly going through this because if I was to go through every single line and talk about how PHPBB is different from what other things are, then that would get kind of boring. Though there are some things that PHPBB does not do. You will not find a quick reply in PHPBB built in, although there's lots of mods out there that you can go to install it. But that's just a decision that PHPBB decides to make, and other bulletin board groups may decide that they want quick reply, and PHPBB says, not really. User rating. A lot of these other things, I believe Envision and vBulletin have user ratings. PHPBB does not have that built in. Again, I believe there's a mod for it out there somewhere. PHPBB does not have any kind of built-in things like calendars or things like that. There's a lot of fancy things that these other things may have that PHPBB does not have built-in. And so there are going to be reasons for you to go with one or the other. And that's perfectly acceptable. And quite frankly, that's why a lot of what I do on the show is say, you know, PHPBB should do this. I would like it better if they did this. That is just fine, and of course, you can expect that everything will get better as time goes on. David probably wanted to say quite a bit more about comparing PHPBB to the other bulletin board platforms, but he's not here, so that's pretty much where I'm going to leave this topic, because otherwise I'm going to find myself repeating myself quite a bit. So, this will be a short episode, sorry about that, but that's really about all I had to say about comparing PHPBB to other bulletin boards, is that there are going to be differences between the two. You really need to take a look at what you want to go with and go with it. I personally would recommend PHPBB because I have been with PHPBB. I think it's a lot nicer. That's my personal opinion. But various people will have reason to go with other ones. And we had someone in the show earlier today who said that they did not like PHPBB and they preferred to go with FUD Forum. And I said, you know what? That's your opinion. My opinion differs, but that's absolutely fine. You can do whatever the heck you want to do. There's no problem with that. I'm going to move on to the mod of the week and the style of the week. And both of these are for PHPBB2, because I thought, you know, we should do something for, we often focus on the mods and styles now for PHPBB3. I wanted to do a couple every so often for PHPBB2. So the mod of the week is called the Random Avatars mod for PHPBB2. It is by Mosheen. And it's kind of an interesting idea, and it's not one I would have thought of before, but I guess you may want to try it out on your board if you find it useful. It allows users to have multiple avatars for themselves, and it will randomly choose an avatar for each of their posts. It will cycle through all their avatar selections. So as opposed to having one single avatar image to represent yourself, you can have multiple images. You can have multiple of these things uploaded, and it will cycle through. It'll pick something randomly for you each time you look at it. It's an interesting idea, and for users who might care about it, they can be able to do something like that. For most users, they probably won't care, but if you want to try something like that, you can probably check this out. The Random Avatars mod is a short mod for PHPBB2, and by Mosheen, that's the mod of the week. The style of the week, since we're talking about comparing PHPBB to other bulletin board platforms, what better than to do a style that imitates a different bulletin board platform? And so this is for PHPBB2. It's called the Envision Blue template, and it pretty much is a replica of the default style for Envision Power Board. It's not a perfect replica, and as you can tell, there are a couple of things, but it sure looks pretty darn similar to Envision Power Board's default theme. It's got the light blue sort of fluid type theme. It's based on Subsilver. It's got the same kind of fonts and things like that, but it has the images and the overall color scheme and things like that that come out of Envision Power Board. So if you're a fan of Envision Power Board, you can check that out. I thought I'd mention it because we are talking about imitating styles today, and so I thought, you know, why the heck not? Sounds like a good idea. So that is the style of the week. It is by Forum Archive, the Envision Blue template for PHP BB2. All right, that pretty much wraps up this semi-short, somewhat episode of PHP BB Weekly. Hopefully we'll have a better one for you next week, although I think we've figured it out. Of course, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, where you can find all of our 53 past episodes, including show notes for everything that we talked about on this show and links and all that wonderful, other wonderful stuff. On there, you can also find out how you can participate with the show live if you want to, and how you can promote the show if you want to share the show with others. And we hope you'll be able to do that. And of course, on there, you will find information within the next hour or two on how you can participate in our listener survey and be entered into our drawing for some interesting prizes that we're giving away over the next few months. Of course, we also hope you'll check out our forum at StarTrekGuide.com, our PHP BB Weekly forum, where all the discussion, communication, all the interaction, the presentation continues outside of when the show is live, and I hope you'll be able to take a look at that and be a part of that. Help be active, have your say, and for Pete's sake, give us ideas on things we can talk about on the show so that we can have a better show than what I had today. Right, our next episode, we are going to decide whether or not we are going to do an episode next week or not. I'm not going to be here again. I'm going to be missing a couple of episodes during spring of this year for various reasons, and I'm going to be out of town at this time next week, so I won't be here. It will be up to David whether or not he wants to do an episode by himself again next week, or if we're going to skip and do the next live episode in 2 weeks. But in either case, episode 54 will either be next Saturday, March 15th, or next Saturday, March 22nd at noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC time. Now, this is very important because, at least here in the United States and Canada, because we're kind of weird, our daylight savings time is the second Sunday in March, which in this case is tomorrow. We have daylight savings time. The rest of the world has pretty much daylight savings time a couple of weeks later. So, and in many cases, you do not have daylight savings time, depending on where you live. Or if you're in Arizona or Hawaii, you don't have daylight savings time to deal with either. So we're still going to be at 12 p.m. Eastern time. But because of daylight savings time, we're technically going to be an hour earlier next week, 1600 GMT time as opposed to 1700 GMT time. Or I think that's like 4 p.m. versus 5 p.m., whatever the heck you want to call it. So please make a note of that unless you're in daylight savings time tomorrow, we're going to be an hour earlier. So please be able to adjust your internal clocks accordingly. So whether or not we do an episode next week or the following week. Also, for you to keep put down on your calendars, on Saturday, March 22nd, we are going to be having a special guest, Scott Stubblefield, who we have talked about before. He does a lot of style designs for PHP BB2 and more recently for PHP BB3, including my personal favorite, his Mac and Scott styles. He's done three iterations of Mac and Scott. And so he's going to be joining us on March 22nd to talk about style designing for PHP BB, and more recently how it's been to transition as a style author from PHP BB2 to PHP BB3. This is an opportunity for us to stop talking quite as much about mods and, you know, have someone on to talk about styles, which is very significant for us. So I hope you'll be able to join us, particularly if you like to design styles or if you're interested in styles. He'll be here, and he said that he's working on a brand new style, which he'll have finished by the time he comes on the show, and so he'll be able to promote it to us for the first time. So you'll be able to come by and take a look at that. And of course, PHPBB Weekly, as always, is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. If you want to check out some other great technology podcasts, go to techpodcasts.com. All right, that wraps up this short David-less episode of PHPBB Weekly. Thanks to everyone, though, in the chat room that tried to back me up and, you know, kept me going on this episode, even though when I broke down in the middle. So that's going to wrap up the show, and we hope to see you later. Bye, everybody.